In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick Namuspatsun. I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Wednesday, the 21st of January. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Okay, so let's move on to the next slide. Basically from Nicole Elliott, she'll be on the show next Thursday. The World Economic Forum starts there in Davos. Issues to discuss include, as always, economic growth plus financial systems, social development, health for all and environmental stability. Amid tight security, 1,700 private jets are expected to swarm Swiss airspace, mainly at Zurich Airport. That sounds like a lot of private jets to me.
That's quite a part.
Do these actually achieve anything?
That's a really good question, isn't it? I suppose, you know, a lot of people would have been hit because of the moves in the Swiss franc. But I suspect if you can afford to charter a private jet, you can probably afford to feel the pain and stuff. Yeah. The kind of interesting thing for myself, because, you know, now I live in Dublin, you know, that's where I operate from, is that actually I didn't realise myself, you know, people think of Aer Lingus and Ryanair and et cetera as being the place. But Dublin is one of the major hubs for kind of chartering private jets from it. It's huge.
Is that right?
Business. Yeah, I didn't.
Is that tax advantages?
I think my own view, and I have a meager knowledge on this, is that, you know, sort of like maybe 20, 30 years ago, there was, a couple of government incentives for you know, aviation, et cetera. And, you know, there's a lot of people with a lot of experience there. And so invariably they've just kind of, you know, set up on their own and start running it and what have you. So it was complete news. It was complete news to me. So it's kind of like one of the good bits, a good bit of positive info and news to come out of Ireland over the last few years.